Hello and welcome to episode 25 of If Water Coolers Could Talk. I'm Jessie and this is Danielle.
Hello.
It's like we're a quarter of a century old now. Sort of.
Almost.
25 again. 25 again? Not quite.
Oh, yes. If only it worked that way, I tell you.
I don't know.
If only.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I'd want to go back to being 25 again.
No, maybe not. Maybe a few years back, just so I could tweak my diet. Make sure things stay a little slimmer. That's about it.
Right? But could you imagine? Like, I wouldn't mind my body going back to 25, but if I had to go back to 25 and relive all the stuff I've lived through between then and now, that would kind of suck. I don't want to do all that again.
But some of it would be hard, so
yeah,
let's just not. Because I had Amber maybe the next year.
To change things.
So I was like,
yeah,
I didn't even have kids yet. Everything was selfishly about us.
Hell, everything is still selfishly about me because I never did have kids.
Whatever, you have Maggie and Bean, so that's fine.
Oh, and they are pretty needy, let me tell you.
They're demanding.
I can't go to the bathroom alone. I can't walk out of the bathroom without getting tripped because they want their water bowl filled up. It doesn't matter if I've just filled up their water bowl. They want it filled up again.
We have a little water dish in my room because I've had it. I don't know. Because Jasper used to never leave the room years and years ago when I got him. But Lex and him... they almost fight over it now, and I have to pour water from the specific orange water bottle. Like, I can do it, and they'll drink it otherwise, but if they see me come around with that bottle, they race for it, and Lex will, like, grab the bottle and push it down to get more out. I'm like, he's a little aggressive with food and water.
Oh,
my little chonker.
New boy.
He also turns one on Tuesday with Christian! Who turned 17.
That's very exciting.
Carlos,
he's got to stop this.
He might not want me to announce his age, but I think he's still young. But so, you know, happy birthday to every one of them. And then only a few days later, we celebrate somebody happy else's birthday. It shall be Danielle's birthday coming up.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I do.
After Christian, Rosie's next.
No, there's someone right in between. Literally, I think you're exactly 1 week after Christian, aren't you? Yeah, to the day. 1 week after Christian and 10 days before Rosie. So you don't have to confirm. Everyone knows I won't lie about that.
I don't have a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, moving on. So back to the cats. Yesterday, I was cleaning the bathroom. They have a bowl of water that's in the hallway outside of the bathroom because Maggie likes to put nuggets of food and water bowls. So we've moved one far away from the food dish. She still nuggets it, but we've moved it away anyway. And I was cleaning the bathroom yesterday, and every time I walked out of the bathroom, they insisted that I refresh the water bowl.
Oh my gosh.
Even though I'd just done it like 10 minutes before, they insisted every single time. I'm like, yeah, you're not spoiled at all.
She likes...
But I mean, it probably didn't help that I did it every time.
I think she likes a soft food, you know, a soft chew every now and then.
Oh, no, she doesn't eat the nuggets. She just likes to put the nuggets in the water bowl. And she will carry the nugget from the kitchen where the food bowl is all the way through the living room, around the corner, down to the bathroom to drop the nugget in the bowl. One day she did it three times. There were three nuggets in there. I'm like, what are you doing?
Maybe that's your sign to change the water. Maybe that's, she's like, all right, change the water now. Change the water now.
See, that's what I thought it was. But she did it one time when it was fresh. Like, I changed it. I went to bed. We woke up in the morning like 6 hours later and there were two nuggets in it. I'm like, seriously, like this isn't
We're talking about kibbles, everybody. It's kibbles, not the theme nugget, just so everybody knows.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No,
gross. I appreciate you clarifying that.
Just in case, you never know. That would be some... Anyway, we're not going down that road.
So,
So how are you feeling?
Moving right along. I'm good.
Yeah, you're not sicky-sicky?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better, actually.
Oh, good.
No, I'm a little congested, but I'm not sick anymore, so that's good. What about you? How's the cough and everything?
Same.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I've taken it upon myself to now just call the doctor's office if I've had to go do something to see if it got there and then to remind them to give it to the doctor. And I'm like, I'm not dying or anything, but I'd rather not cough every day, all day, all night, because it sucks. Like, it wakes me up at night and almost as much, no, maybe more than Felix does. And he's been crazy this week. It's like 4 a.m. he starts. And I'm like, no. So he either gets kicked out or something. I've been really tired this week, and I think it's a mix of the two. And then, anyway, then I got awfully confused in the middle of the night because I looked at my clock and then my watch, and my watch is like a Fitbit, so it's hooked to my phone. I forgot about daylight savings. Like, I forgot we sprung ahead. So I'm like, what's wrong with the clock? Did the cat step on it? This is all I could think until eventually I got up and it was almost 5 because I just gave up on life. And I went to the kitchen and gave them a little kibble and whatnot. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, just stop so I can go to bed, which is not helping, I'm sure. Usually I don't do that early because I don't want them to get used to it. And then I looked at the oven clock. I'm like, oh. Daylight savings. I remembered this yesterday, but did I set anything ahead? No. So I was very, very confused. And I'm like, well, no wonder I'm so freaking tired. Yeah. It's that stupid hour ahead. Like, I prefer the fall back. You know, you get to sleep a little more. Unless you have cats.
Everyone does.
But right? This one.
Cats or kids, they don't care.
But this one I only ever liked because then it feels like you're done work an hour early, but you're so tired it doesn't matter. You just go home and crash.
Yeah, no absolutely.
So that was my.
No, I don't see a point. I don't see a point in daylight savings.
Well, they keep saying that they're going to stop it, but then they don't, and then they are, then they don't.
They never do.
So I don't know.
But certain places are now. Certain places don't have it anymore.
Like Saskatchewan, right?
Do.
Saskatchewan,
I don't think
not
Saskatchewan
change?
Does. I don't oh, think so. And I don't think Arizona does. Like, randomly, Arizona, in the middle of the states, randomly Arizona doesn't change, I don't think.
They put
I'm
their
like,
foot down.
Why? Why do they get to be normal? Right? I want to do that. Let's say enough of this. Like, forget the whole thing and just go to normal time. Stop messing with our rhythms, because we don't sleep well enough as it is anyway as a society. So let's be nice and just quit messing with our heads for no reason.
I know the reason was for farmers, right? To give them more light, you know, in the certain times of the year so they could work a little bit more or whatnot. And I appreciate that because we need the food.
It was, but...
But, oh my gosh.
I get that. But every farmer that I know, they don't go by a clock. They go by the sun. So it doesn't matter to them when the sun, like what time we assign for the sunrise. It doesn't matter. They get up with the sunrise anyway. So if we change the clocks or if we don't, they're still getting up at the same sunrise.
And maybe
so
they just
it doesn't
need it for
make
their,
sense to me.
For their kids to be able to help just that hour longer. You know, before they have to go to school.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, moving right along.
Maybe.
Because
I don't know.
Otherwise, we're going to doze off in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And
we're going to whine about this forever. Right.
But we're tired today.
No,
we're tired.
We didn't get enough sleep.
No.
Right? Daylight savings
whiny,
is rude.
Tired. Cranky. Everyone's going to
okay,
be
though.
Like that tomorrow,
Right? Well, and you know, we're old, so we don't change well, and... Here's a good example of how old I am, honestly. So we finally got a new slow cooker because our slow cooker, I mean, not that there was anything really wrong with it. It still worked great, but it was 25 years old. The enamel of the pot was starting to come off. So after you would wash it, when it would dry, it would look like there was a white film inside of it because it was old. The enamel was washing off. It didn't have like a warm setting. It had the low and the high, and that was it. so it wouldn't click to warm when it was done cooking, like nothing like that. You couldn't program it at all. And so we got a new one, and I was opening it up this morning because I'm making pulled pork, and I was ridiculously excited because I was opening up a new slow cooker. So then I realized how old that makes me, because I was happy that I got a vacuum cleaner around Christmas time. I bought myself a vacuum cleaner, and now I'm thrilled for a slow cooker, and I need to go lay down.
Look at yourself treating. You are treating yourself, girl. With your vacuum cleaner and your slow cooker. Right. Was that slow cooker an early birthday present to yourself?
No, I don't have a birthday. No.
Okay.
It was not. I actually bought it last month, and I just haven't, I haven't used it for a while because I don't use a slow cooker all the time. But I've been wanting to do more like beans and stuff like that. Just high fiber, low calorie, healthy, like beans and stews and stuff that can cook while we're at work. And then we can come home and have healthy home cooked food without having to cook for an hour or two.
Your cat after was concerned.
We're your gone for 12 hours.
For a minute. Because you said beans and you're cooking beans and your cat Bean was not happy with that idea. She's like, no.
She's getting used to it.
She's like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Don't say you're going to cook me. It's not cute. It's not good.
She should stop curling up in the slow cooker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. She has.
Oh,
next time she does it, I'll take a picture for you to show you beans in the slow cooker.
You know, speaking of pictures, I do have this favorite one that pops up on Facebook every year around this time. And somebody, I believe, is wearing a crown. I mean, that could be good for your birthday, right?
No.
A little posty post.
So moving right along into
it's
these
already
stories
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's not on my Facebook. And we don't need any more pictures of me on Facebook.
We didn't even get a picture of you. We only got a video of you yet. You're supposed to do a picture, and it hasn't happened yet. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to do it while we were there, and I brought a red shirt and everything, and then we were too busy. We had to do the show and then rush out to meet your dad and Rose on the other side of town. So,
you were sick, and I think. And you didn't really want to do it. And I don't think I have a yellow shirt anymore.
Really sick.
I gave it away.
You should see how pale I was. Well, we can get you a yellow shirt.
I know how
pale
you
are. Well, I guess you can see how pale I was.
Yeah, everyone can see
how pale you were. And I was wearing, by the time you saw me, I had like 3 layers of tinted moisturizer, and then I put on another layer of it, and then I actually broke out this tinted, it's kind of like a foundation, but it's not really like the cakey covers everything foundation. Mm-hmm. It's just supposed to give you like that sun-kissed glow. I had 3 layers of stuff on my face and then a bronzer to make it look as pale as I was. Like, wow. I woke up, like, I matched the walls in that hotel room. When I woke up, I was white, like white girl white. It was gross.
I believe it. I think
it was gross.
On a normal day, you would have been a sun-kissed, like, you wouldn't have been a glow. It would have been like neon with how much you put on, but you couldn't tell when I saw you, really.
Right?
But.
No, okay. On a normal day, I have color in my face, and so I just need a tinted moisturizer, and I'm fine. I don't need makeup. I like my skin, actually, so I don't feel the need to cover it up. But that day, I had it covered with 3 layers, plus a powder and a bronzer, and I still was like pale white. It was scary, but I hid it because I didn't want anybody to be concerned for how sick I really was.
My face is always red.
COVID again.
My face is always red.
Your face is beautiful.
Oh no, but I get it gets red so fast. Then my chest, then my ears, and then when you know it's all red, then you get even redder because you're like, oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
it doesn't take much.
It's all good.
It's like this at work all the time, at the office. If I go there, because it's like one area is cool, one of the areas hot, and it's just. I'm never quite comfortable. Well, occasionally I am, but usually I have a red face at some point. Maybe I'm stressed. Maybe something's happening. You never know. Anyway, enough of our faces. Shall we move to the first story?
Absolutely. All right. So the first one came from an online message board. It's kind of a long one, so bear with me here.
Okay.
So they put, I'm currently in an area that has a lot of turnover and it's painfully underfunded in a government department. I'm the secretary in the office, so I'm around to book meetings for the supervisors, handle incoming and outgoing requests, printing, etc. I have been asked to work in some high-ranking offices lately to backfill for people on leave, specifically my boss's 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 office.
Ooh.
And our parliamentary representative's office in the Capitol building. Both places liked my work despite me being ranked quite junior in the department, so they have continued to ask for me specifically when they need someone to backfill. I was also having a chat with my representative's chief of staff, who asked if I would be interested in working there and said he would find time to chat with me about it when I said I would like to work there when the opportunity arose. I was away for roughly 2 weeks assisting with these offices while also maintaining my own role. I came back and my boss pulls me into a meeting. She told me she has concerns because these higher offices were asking for me and she doesn't feel like she can say no to them because they're so prestigious. But she and my other supervisors have had some concerns with my work quality, and if I'm not around enough, then I can't fix it. So I asked specifically what needs improving. I listed all the things that I had been doing well, and I asked where the issue was and why I hadn't been given this feedback before. She responded, "You know, it's just concerns in general. You need to help out around here more." She also stated that she had noticed that I had a panic attack a month prior. I have autism, anxiety, depression, and I had gone off my medication temporarily, and that she was concerned that I couldn't handle the workload. Her team is always busy, and this might not be the best place for me if I can't keep up. I told her that the panic attacks had nothing to do with my work, that I had a medication issue in my personal life, and I asked if I had ever missed a deadline before. She confirmed I had not, so once again, I said I was confused as to what the concern was. She continued saying, "You have the most experience of this role on the floor, but that doesn't mean you don't need to learn the processes." So I asked, "Which processes?" She didn't answer. She just said I needed to help out more. I asked how she didn't answer. I started crying and brought up that I was confused why this conversation was happening and mentioned a supervisor that had been routinely quite derogatory to me when I've helped them book meetings, etc., especially when most of the tasks I do for that supervisor are not aligned with my job description, and I'm doing them because we are understaffed to help out. She had no answer other than to say, "You're not advocating for yourself here. We're just having a normal chat. You need to take your emotions down."
Wow.
So since then, I was pulled into another meeting where it was announced that the supervisors and my boss decided I needed to help out more around here, and that I was now doing another role on top of my own with no training or support because the person currently doing it is too valuable to the team to be doing that kind of work. None of these issues were ever brought up in any capacity until after I got asked by both high-ranking offices to backfill for them. There were no concerns with my output until the big bosses started giving my boss glowing feedback about how useful I am for them. So I'm desperately waiting to hear back from my representative's office about that meeting. But even if and when I do leave, they're still not going to understand why they keep having such horrific turnover.
Holy cow. Wow.
There are so many levels on that.
That was a lot to unpack. So,
right?
You know, they didn't appreciate this person. And then as soon as someone else did, they didn't want to share because then they'd have to train somebody else.
Yeah.
Like maybe the upper should have said, "No, I don't want to just share her. I want her to come, her, him." I think it was a her. I want them to just work up here like full time. That would have been better. Just cut it out because it sounds like you got a toxic boss where you were.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right? Like it sounds like absolutely that. They took advantage of this person. And as soon as they realized that they were in danger of potentially losing them and having to fill the spot, they panicked and decided to be absolute tools about it.
Well, and if you don't have any documentation of what's been going on with this person, I mean, they were just making stuff up, and is what sounds like to me and probably everybody.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's the impression I got, because I've had friends in the past where I've worked with them. Like, I was working with them at the time it happened, so I know the truth of it from what I could see. And the truth of it was that she was fantastic at her job, mm-hmm. but there were personality conflicts. So she kept getting spoken to like this, you know, well, you need mm-hmm. to learn the processes better. You need to learn the procedures better, but never specifics on what she was doing wrong. Yeah. And yeah, it ended up pushing her to quit. She left a job that she was amazing at, and the team kind of struggled with balancing, like, her workload went to three different people to take up the slack, because even when they replaced her, the person they replaced her with couldn't do it. Two other people had to help out. So
that, like, happens. I remember I did have a job, and I'm not tooting my horn, I just had a lot of work, and they didn't really recognize that. And it was just kind of coming to an end. You know, you just feel it. And, you know, I'd asked about a raise and that wasn't happening. And I had a few other job offers. So I just finally decided to bite the bullet. I'm like, okay, this is getting real toxic here, and I want to be happy. So I left. But when I left, I made sure I typed up all these different things I was doing and instructions. And I spoke to the boss and I said, hey, it's up to you who you want to take over all these, obviously. But I know them really well. And I think so-and-so has a good strength for this and blah, blah, blah. It's like three or four duties that I was passing on. And they're looking at that. And they knew I was doing the schedule before as well. And, you know, when I was the head of a department, and they just looked at me and quietly said, I had no idea you did all of this. I'm like, yep. You know, it's just because they constantly got more and more, and I didn't mind the responsibility. Yeah. It didn't bother me at all. But yeah. I think it bothered me a little bit that they didn't realize it. Like, why do you think I asked for a raise? I asked for the raise for a reason. Yeah. It was also just to see, because if they had said no, it made my decision just that much easier, because it's hard to quit a place sometimes, especially if there are people you care about there. And there was, but
yeah.
But I moved on. Absolutely. And I had no regrets. You know, it is what it is. It's good.
I'm glad.
Things are better now anyway. It wasn't my last job. It wasn't that one at all. It was a different one. But anyway, before I talk myself into trouble, I have a story. And we both have a story from this person. And they're called the Optimistic Landlord. And after we had that one landlord story a few shows back, they're like, oh, I didn't even think about landlord could be, you know, a workplace story. I'm like, well, I mean, landlord is a job. So this person, yes, I should say, almost unfortunately, they have a few stories they sent to us. There's another one, I believe, too, for another day. But this one,
which we're preaching about, but I feel bad for the landlord who had to deal with this person. Yes. That's where the unfortunate comes in there. Although we do appreciate the stories.
We do. So thank you very much for sending them in. And this one made me I laughed quite hard, actually, after I read it. It's right near the end. Anyway, you'll see. So it starts, I had purchased a small home that had a basement suite in it. This was my first time that I would be a landlord, and thoughts of making huge money ran through my head. That didn't happen. My renter that I chose was a single mom with a three-year-old. The kid was super nice, so I gave them a $50 a month deal on the average rent. The rent was $400 a month, so it was a decent chunk as compared to what was being paid. Things went south pretty fast, with a lot of noise and parties and a steady stream of people at all hours of the day and night. This poor little kid that lives there.
That's terrible.
Continuously talking to her about the agreement we had. One afternoon, she comes knocking on my door saying the fridge is not working and I need to replace it, and they reimburse her for all the food she had to throw out. I went downstairs to check it out. The fridge was warm, but the freezer was cold, so I knew the compressor was still good. The fridge smelled really bad, too. I kneeled down to look in, and the thermostat was turned up as high as it would go. That means as warm as it would go, not cold.
Oh, no.
It was a round dial. I reached in and turned it to the average temperature, and immediately the fridge starts pumping air. I say to her, problem fixed. She decides to pull some attitude with me, saying that she didn't do that, and I must have come into her unit and turned it off to save money. Yes, because that's what most people would think. As she is saying that, right? The little girl squeezes past me as I'm kneeling down and turns the knob back up to the warmest. I slowly look up at her and say, well, I guess we didn't have to call in Scooby and the gang to solve this mystery. I just got up and left, giggling all the way up the stairs, and about how witty a comeback that was. She moved out at the end of the month. I believe I snorted when I read the Scooby and the gang. Oh, she must have been so pissed.
Oh, man.
And if she hadn't given...
That's probably why she left.
If she hadn't given so much attitude, I'm sure they wouldn't have said that. But, yeah, she deserved that. That's pretty funny. Right? It's like, please don't leave the fridge full of rotten food.
Absolutely. You should never give attitude.
No, but that was pretty funny.
Right? She probably gave attitude because she was embarrassed for not thinking to check that. Because mm-hmm. that's always the first thing. And I don't have kids. I've never had, I've had kids in the house with me before. But still, whenever our fridge feels even slightly warm, the first thing I do is make sure that hasn't been knocked or changed.
Yeah.
So, it should be common sense. So she was probably very embarrassed. And unfortunately, most people, when they're embarrassed, they get very snappish and rude, which is the exact wrong thing to do. So good on for being a smartass.
That's assuming the lady actually knew what most people do. She might not have. I'm not being very nice today.
That's true.
Sorry, daylight savings. I'm cranky.
No, that's... Oh. It's blame it all true, on that. Though. I do tend to assume people to be smart, and they're not always smart. No. So, but that's okay. Moving on. So the next landlord story that we have, because this poor landlord has been through it, says, I was a landlord renting out my basement suite, and I'd advertised and received a response. The ad was for a quiet non-smoker, so I approved a guy who said he was good with all of that and he had a good job reference. Well, he moved in, and on the first night threw a huge party. At least 50 people, so they were all out on the communal deck as well. They were screaming, throwing bottles onto the roof and smashing them. It was just a nightmare. So the police were called and broke up most of it, but as always, they returned and had to be called again. Mm. I finally get to sleep, and I'm woken around 6 a.m. to a woman's loud, passionate screams.
Oh, boy.
All I could think was, well, good for you, I guess. So I gave it a couple of hours, went down, and handed him an eviction notice. He moved out that afternoon, and I kept the rent and the damage deposit, as it took forever to clean up all the glass and garbage. He lived there for less than 24 hours.
Wow.
And then people wonder why the rental market is so tough, and it's hard to find landlords these days, and they try to make the landlord into the villain.
Mm-hmm. Which occasionally they are, but
it's not always doesn't help. The renter.
This does not help when people treat things like that, or you have sky high deposits or whatnot. And what bothers me is when I see a pet deposit. I'm fine with a pet deposit. I understand the pet deposit. I have pets, but it's when people are trying to charge $50 a month per pet. Now I'm like, what? I don't get it. You're not charging per person. Why are you charging per pet? Just do the deposit. I feel like it's taking advantage of the system. Right? Can you tell this bothers me? And I've had a fit about it before. Don't like it.
It bothers me as well. And that's why we actually bought up here instead of renting. Well, it was one of the contributing factors.
Yeah.
The biggest contributing factor was the girls. But the other one was... You've seen our house. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. And our mortgage is about $700 a month less than it would be to rent a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment. Yeah. And that's just renting it. They wanted like 1900, 1850 or 1900 bucks a month to rent it. They'll say pet friendly in the ads, pet friendly pay deposit. But as soon as they find out you have a pet, they change the rent to $2,200 to $2,300 a month. Plus they add a pet deposit and they add 50 bucks a month per pet. And yeah, I'm like, okay, so I have two pets. So that's $1,200 a year. You know, I'm planning on being here, you know, at least 3 to 5 years, if not longer. You can redo the carpet and paint in this place after 2 years of me paying that, because it's a tiny house. Yeah. Like, you're just gouging and raking in the money. And just like, I know some people don't take care of their pets and don't clean up after them, but most people do. And you're just taking advantage of the system there.
Totally.
So
it's not cool.
Right. But then you hear these stories and you see pictures, like some landlord posted pictures of this house where these people let their dogs basically chew on the walls. And it was a big dog halfway up the walls and most of the room, there were big holes and chew marks and like the house was destroyed. Like they had to have somebody come in and re-drywall the entire house. So it's like, I get it. But on the other hand, it's like, come on, people.
Yeah. I've seen that. I like the last place we lived in, you could tell a big dog was there before. There are big dogs here too. Like you can see by scratches on like the patio door and stuff. Not Jasper, the little pug. It's not that, but I get it. It's frustrating, but you know.
There was a dog here when we moved in and we did end up having to change the carpet in the room that they used as the kennel room. Because there's only two rooms in this house that have carpet, and I think it's because of their animals. But they had carpet in the kennel room, and so we did have to change that carpet and that underlay to because I couldn't get that smell out. And it cost us, I think, $600. Like, it's not that expensive is my point. So you're taking $50 a month from each pet, so you're going to get $1,200 in that first year lease, plus the $500 pet deposit, and it was only $600 to change the carpet in that room, and it's a decent sized room. So what you're asking is not relative to what you're getting or to what you would have to pay if it gets damaged. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is not cool.
Anyhow,
I'm going to move along because every topic I'm getting crazy today. Okay, this one is about car rental agencies. So stepping away from the landlord business, and it's an online story. So it starts 5 years ago. I worked at a rental agency and it was shortly after college. Well, this isn't a gross story. This particular story stuck to me. So very occasionally, people will rent cars and then just like that, not give them back. You can call them over and over, leave messages, and you can try to hit their card on file as a cost mount. But as you can imagine, this type of person ends up having their cards decline fairly quickly. Rental charges are mounting and the person is MIA, so the main concern of the branch becomes getting the car back. So here's one of the more adventurous parts of the job. Eventually, you have to go repo the car. One such time, we basically stalked out this guy's house until he left, leaving the rental car in the driveway. The branch manager quickly jumped into the car and we drove back to the branch. Inside the car were dozens of boxes of designer sneakers, hundreds of bootleg DVDs, and dozens of fake designer purses. Yeah. There were also drugs in the car. We had to call the police to report all of the items in the car. Really, we called about the drugs, but when the officer came, the manager showed them everything. Around a month later, the renter came back to the branch to ask if we'd taken the car and if his personal items could be returned. The manager took him to the office.
Oh my God.
And nothing ended up happening. He just informed him that they turned the items into the police because it was policy, not mentioning the drugs or the obviously stolen counterfeited items. While it all turned out okay, the rest of us in the branch were basically crapping bricks, we'll say. when the manager took him into the office. The dude who'd driven him to the branch was sitting in there with us, and we were all convinced we were about to get murdered. Oh, my Lord. Oh, man. That would be a little nerve-wracking when they showed up.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, you never know what they might do. Yeah, it would.
That'd be a lot nerve-wracking when they showed up.
Yeah, no thanks. That would not be great.
That's crazy.
I bet the car rental people are like,
that's why they do TV shows of Repo Men, because the job can get crazy.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I bet they wanted to keep the shoes. But they didn't. Good for them. They did not. But
if they were in my size, I'd want to keep them too. I wouldn't, but I would want to. Some of those designer knockoff purses. Oh, man. Yeah, I would want one, but I wouldn't take it, but I would want them. Yeah, the knockoffs look as good as the originals, and I can't see paying $1,000 for a purse, let alone the one that I actually really think is adorable, the Birkin bag. Have you ever priced those things? Never gonna happen.
Yeah, I've seen the price.
Never gonna happen.
They live in a different world.
They're so cute. I like them with the little flap and the little lock.
Yeah, they are cute. Fossil does ones like that aren't as expensive, too.
They have to, because Fossil does one like that?
Well, I think they do something similar to that. They used to, anyway. I am sure you could find one that was not a branded purse similar to that. Yeah. Because I'm sure everybody loves it, too, so.
Yeah, I'd have to look. I haven't really, obviously, put that much effort into it, because I don't really carry purses. I have a backpack to go to and from work because I have to carry stuff with me when I go to work. So that's pretty much all I ever do is go to work. So I don't really have, I've got a little purse and that's about it. So it was like a $30 Walmart special because they're cute purses too. And I don't want to pay more than that.
This is good to know for future gift ideas, as I've already used my beloved Amazon to send gifts your way for your birthday that's coming up. But now I have an idea.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like. So, so moving along, my next story. One just gives me the feels. Yes. Okay. This one I'm hoping will warm us back up to not be so crabby for the rest of Daylight Savings Day.
Okay.
So it came from an online message board. And he says, I work at a popular theme park in the northeastern U.S. as a games operator. So, you know, the people who work the games with the big stuffed animals that people think are scams. He said, this happened today and I have to share it. So I was working on one of the water race games and I had 7 or 8 people playing. One of the players was a young boy, he's probably around 8 or 9, wearing one of those inflatable crowns, who was celebrating his birthday with his family at the park. Next to him was another guest, a man probably in his mid-30s, who clearly did not know the boy. He asked the boy if it was his birthday and then joked that he wasn't going to go easy on the boy. So the race started and the birthday boy won. Now, for the race games, it's the company policy that if you win a small prize at the race game, you can play again, and if you win, you can upgrade to a larger prize. Birthday boy's mom couldn't afford to let him play again, and you could tell that he was kind of upset that he couldn't. So that's when the man offered to pay for another game for the birthday boy and his sister, as well as another game for himself, as the race game requires 3 players to start. So the second race started and the man won, and instead of taking the small prize for himself, he tells the birthday boy to upgrade his small prize to a large prize.
Aww.
He could see tears of gratitude in the birthday boy's mother's eyes. So then, to make the story even better, I saw the man and his family spending the rest of the night with birthday boy and his family, going on rides with them, and even buying the birthday boy a funnel cake.
Oh my.
Like, there's faith in humanity restored right there.
He wants to be birthday boy's new daddy.
It takes a big person to meet, maybe.
Sorry.
Yes, that is entirely possible. But I kind of hope he just...
Yes.
Okay. That was actually my first thought, too. But then my other side went, I kind of hope that he just did it, because there's nothing like making a birthday kid's birthday magical.
Yeah.
So, awesome. And that would have made it magical. Like, that kid's going to talk about that for the rest of his life. He's never going to forget that day.
So interesting that you picked a birthday story and it gave you all the feels. Cool.
Well, because it's Christian's birthday on Tuesday. I keep trying to say tomorrow. I swear today is the 11th. See, daylight savings just throws you right off.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
So, but yeah, Christian's birthday is coming up in 2 days.
I know. He's going to be 17.
And I'm pretty excited. I think I'm trying to advance the clock because I'm going to Florida in less than 2 weeks.
That is crazy.
So I'm pretty excited, especially since it's snowing here right now. Oh. And it's not snowing in Florida. So I'm pretty excited to be going.
We are a mess right? of melt.
I sent my sister a picture.
Of the snow?
We're half melt, half still snowing. It snowed probably 7 inches, and then it rained, so everything turned into a slushy, mucky mess, like ankle-deep puddles hidden under what looked like nice, even snow. Such a nice day. And then it froze up and started snowing again. So we have ice on snow with fresh snow on top of it, and it's gross. So I sent my sister a picture before the snow was even half done. There was only like, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches of snow on the top of my car. And I was like, really looking forward to Florida right about now. So she told me to bring some of it with me. If I thought I could get away with it, I absolutely would.
I don't think it would work, but
there's a way to transport snow for 12 hours and not have a puddle.
Frosty the Snowman would like you to know it's not possible. Well, I guess it could be if you have like an ice chest you're bringing with you, but
a magic cat.
Yeah,
no,
a magic
even
cat.
An ice chest after 12 hours. No, yeah. Because I think I'm 12 and a half hours, three different planes, 12 and a half hours of travel. Like, I travel all night. The Thursday, the 20th, I work all day. I think I leave work like an hour or two early just to make it to the airport on time for my first flight. So I'm up at, 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and I get to my sister's house at about 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Beautiful.
So, or maybe I'm thinking, maybe it's Thursday. Hold on. Nope, I'm lying. It's Wednesday I fly on. So yeah, work all day Wednesday, fly out Wednesday night, and get to my sister's house at like 9 o'clock Thursday morning.
That's because you fly out the day after your birthday. I remember.
I don't have a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut it out.
It's nice all week.
I don't have a birthday.
All of our stuff's going to melt. And then, of course, my sidewalk is a disaster. I've already been trying to push the water off. And as soon as everything's melted, we're going to get a little more snow. Literally, by your birthday, we'll start to get a little bit. But I'm hoping
Every
it stays
time.
Warm enough
Every
that
time.
It just melts because I'm done with it. And we didn't even have it that
it
bad
should.
This year.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
No. Well, it is the time of year where it gets like this, and then by the end of March, it will be spring and getting warm and lovely.
Yeah. Well,
that's what always happens.
March came in like a lion, so here's hoping it goes out like a lamb. Why did I say it like that? That's crazy.
It's what it does.
Like a lamb.
Because you're weird today. Blame daylight savings.
Just today.
Daylight savings is terrible.
It is
terrible.
I was
trying to be polite. But yeah.
Oh, I did see our winner, our Valentine's Day winner, and gave them their prize.
Oh,
and they really love it. She loves it.
Nice.
She's like, oh, I'm going to bring it to work. And I'm like, yeah, maybe more people will see it and they'll ask about it. And then they'll want to send their stories in too, because we want your stories. Everybody, please send your stories in. That was just a casual segue over to
send your stories in.
Please.
IWC.
Sorry.
Yes, to iwcctpodcast@gmail.com. And again, we're on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk and Instagram at iwcctpodcast. So join us over there. Just help us keep the conversation going. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
All those memes that we talk about here, we do end up posting there. So
all those birthday pictures.
It's a good little site to be.
They go there too.
Of Christian and Carlos, absolutely.
Sure.
Post all the Christian and Carlos pictures you want. They're adorable.
And little Lex.
And Lex. And little Lex. Can't forget Lex.
No, he's probably sitting outside the door. So, I heard him crying. But
yes, he is.
They
adorable.
Were a disaster. I had post like 5 minutes and they were a mess in here, so I had to boot them. I felt bad. Just Mr. J. Jasper's just chill and snoozing in here, so he's cool. But anyway, I guess we will see you around the water cooler next week when it's your birthday. So, we'll see you then.
Absolutely. It's not going to be my birthday. Stay hydrated, my friends.
Okay. As we toast your birthday. Bye!